The Story of a Family's Journey to Newcastle with Ricky Cotman.
My name is Ricky Lee Cotman. I'm from Newcastle, Indiana. I was born here in 1952. I went to Wilburite Elementary, Newcastle Junior High, and Walter P. Chrysler Memorial High School. I'm the next to last of five children. I have an older brother who's deceased. His name was Jay. He lived in Indianapolis. My older brother, Tom, lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and my sister Sue lives in Columbia, Maryland. And Julie and I, we both remain here in Newcastle. Our family goes back to what is now known as Fairmount, West Virginia. It was called Middletown at the time. In 1831, five families, the Hickman, the Millette, the Veach, the Ice, and the Beavers family all came on flatbed river boats down the Monongahela River from Fairmount to Pittsburgh and then to Cincinnati. And there they purchased wagons and came up the Connor Trail through Brookville, Connorsville, and settled in and around current-day Springport, Indiana in 1831. My family were a family of slaves that were owned by Joshua Hickman, Reverend Joshua Hickman, who was a Baptist minister. Previously, we had been owned by a gentleman named Mr. Newsom, and he sold my third great grandparents to Joshua Hickman. And so the family didn't really know where to go, so they stayed with the Hickman family for 15 more years and worked. They helped build cabins, farmed, whatever. We stayed there until 1846, and then we moved to what was known as the Cabin Creek Settlement in Randolph County. Then by 1858, 57, somewhere in there, we moved to the Greenville Settlement, which was on the Ohio-Indiana border. So our family stayed there. My second great-grandparents were house parents and caretakers of a facility called the Union Literary Institute, which was a manual training school for both black and white students in that particular area. So by 1930, my aunt met a gentleman from Newcastle named Walter Bailey, married him and moved to Newcastle and raised her family. She had three children. My father followed her down here from Portland, Indiana, and got a job at the Chrysler in 1936. After he worked at Chrysler, he had five other part-time jobs. He always said he had one part-time job for each one of us. So there were five members of my family. So, you know, Dad had those jobs in the 1960s and 1970s, and he retired from Chrysler in 1972 after working 36 years there. So we were all born and raised here in Newcastle.